Alrighty, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
It's good to be back to see everyone. Let's talk a little bit about bitachon, as we usually do. A, B, C, D. Here we go. Sim, you here?
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, so we just finished Pesach, and hopefully over Pesach we were able to grow a little bit in our bitachon. The whole idea, right, is that Yetzias Mitzrayim was one of the greatest form of showing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power, or the Makas, and his chesed, or the chesed he did to Bnei Yisrael. And hopefully we use that to fortify our bitachon a little bit throughout Pesach. A phrase I like to use a lot over Pesach is, if he did it once, he could do it again, or he will do it again. But now that Pesach is over, and we went through the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim phase, how come we have to say it three times a day in Shema, if you say it at night? It's in Tefillin, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos is all about Yetzias Mitzrayim during Kiddush. Mezuzah, everything, everywhere you look is Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim. And I get it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something great to us. And if someone did a favor to you, and he kept asking you to remind him about it, time after time after time again, over and over, eventually you'd be like, okay, dude, I get it. You did me a favor, can you leave me alone? Eventually you'd be like, okay, I wish you never did it. So it seems like a slight overkill, at least if you think about it in that way. Why do we have so much Yetzias Mitzrayim? So I'll answer with another question, Ariel, yeah? You ever were lying in bed when you wake up in the morning and you worried, hey, before you got up, are my legs going to work? Did you ever have that thought in your mind while you woke up in your bed? How come, why not? We're humans. We worry about everything, from traffic to cops to jobs to health to parnassa. How come you never woke up before you got out of bed and thought, hey, I wonder if my legs work? Oh, there you go. Why? How come we never think about that? What would you say? Anyone want to give a guess?
It happens every day.
Because it happens every day, right? I think the word is, we kind of expect it, right? That you wake up in the morning and your feet work. Well, let's take that expectation, yeah? If you're going to expect something, you can't expect me to give you $1,000, right? I'm not giving you $1,000. But if I give you $1,000 every single day, then you could start to expect that I will give you $1,000 tomorrow. So what do we see? That expectation has to be built upon some sort of trust, some sort of belief that this thing will happen. Okay, so you need trust equals expectation. Well, how do you form trust in someone? You have to start recognizing what they do for you, right? So, if you want to, let's look at it again, right? We wake up in the morning, we don't think about it because we expect it. We don't expect it because we trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make our legs work like he did every single other morning. And only if we could recognize that a little bit more, we say Zaykev Kefufim in the morning, maybe we could start recognizing that chesed a little bit more. So how does this tie into Pesach? Why do we have it so in Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why do we have Yetzias Mitzrayim everywhere we look? Is, as I said, it's because it's the greatest form of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power and chesed. If we could recognize it and continue recognizing it always, you can start opening the door a little bit to more bracha and more shefa in your life. How? Because if you could start recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed in every last little thing, use your Yetzias Mitzrayim to kind of remind you that, but if you could start recognizing all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, you could start building a track record with him, right? Recognition equals trust. You start realizing, hey, he's done so much for me in the past, I could start trusting him in the future. To an extent, you know, dare I say, that you may even be able to expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do things for you. Right? If you have bitachon, and you have a full trust, some situations are harder than others to have bitachon. But bitachon, if you trust in Hashem full-heartedly, and you're relying on Him, solely on Him, and no one else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not let you down. Why do we, so again, Yetzias Mitzrayim is everywhere. Our feet, we don't never think in the middle of the in the morning, hey, are my feet going to work? It's because we expect it. It's because we trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do it again. It's only if we could recognize all these different things that He does for us. Now, it's very difficult because we live in a world of Teva. And I'll end off with one story that kind of brings this out a little bit. My Rebbe, Rav Shaya Kohn, was once talking about years ago, where he needed a check. You need a check to give to the bank before it closes. Banks close at like 4 o'clock. So he overnighted it with FedEx, right? There was no Amazon Prime that back then, but FedEx overnight. And he was confident. FedEx always shows up. And 10 o'clock, the check never came. 11, never came. 12, 1, 2, 3, never came. 4 o'clock, never came. He called his wife, he says. And I'm like, I don't understand. FedEx works for everyone else, but not for me. So she tells him, Chacham, the entire day, you just thought about FedEx. Not once did you think about a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And we could go through our days. You could daven to Hashem. You could make brachas. You could say Asher Yatzar. You could learn. You could do chesed, gemara, everything. And not once think about Hashem throughout the day. It's pretty remarkable if you think about it for a moment. It's very easy to. So hopefully we'll be able all to stop and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed that he does to each and every one of us. Notice all of his beautiful creations, the power that he has through Yetzias Mitzrayim, the fact that he allows your legs to work every morning. If you recognize it, you could grow your trust, you could build that track record where you could actually say, you know what, if he did all these other things for me, I'm sure he's going to pull through again. And have bitachon, live a life that is a little bit more peaceful, and you'll have a greater influence in the things that you want.
That's amazing.